Hello, this is Terry Laundrie with the T3 observations for the 25th of May, 2009. Thank you for the comments that have been coming in as per the notice at the upper left of the website. I seem to have enough questions to get moving along. I will have to abbreviate this Memorial Day update and probably make a quick comment on my next update, which is June 1. Because I'll be writing reports at that time. They will mainly concern some of the questions that I've received and how they fit into the big chart, which I posted last week, but I haven't had a chance to look at. You might, as I mentioned, you might print that one out so you can peruse it, see what you can make out of it in case you have some other observations that you might want to pass along. I had that on my wall for in its various forms for many years, and it can get pretty interesting once you get once you find out the different concepts that are in it. Now, the first comment was from Jeff, and he says, "I love your work, never miss it. Your discussion of April 7th, the calculated projection of May 9th, 2010. Perhaps I missed something, but it seems to me that projection should be about late August." Of 2010, not May. That's correct. He's correct. If you look at that, everything is done correctly, except there's a little spreadsheet that I use, which I used the wrong spreadsheet on it. But basically, you know, you have top in early June, and you have the first bottom in mid-November. And when you come down that, you have something in the order of 17 months for the cash buildup phase. What you have to do is when you have twin bottoms is you take that 17 months and you start it from the second bottom, which would be the early March bottom in this daily chart that we're going to look at today, and that will give you a top in August. I will go back and correct that. I have two spreadsheets. So there's two ways you can make a T. You can make a V bottom in which you just, if that was a V bottom and that was the only low, you would take that 17-month cash builder and you would count it from the mid-November low and you would go out and you would get the date that I put up there. That's one spreadsheet. Then I have another one, which is for double bottoms, and what it does, it takes the 17 months, and then it starts counting it from the second bottom, assuming that you put the second bottom date in a different spreadsheet that now is looking for, basically it's splitting the bottom, and you will get the later top date. That's interesting because, that correction, because it's always better to have a bigger T, because one of the J.M. Hirst original principles, which we'll be using in a long-term chart, is that the amplitude of a rally is proportional in general terms to the time duration of it, and by making the T a little bit bigger, you have a better chance to go on the upside. Now, the next question that I have was from Don, and he's concerned about whether some of the points it to my chart here, which the daily chart might have changed because of the second sell-off we had on Thursday of last week. You can see in the daily chart what I've done is I put in four of these red arrows down in the blue volume oscillator. You might remember that there's ways to use that. It's called accumulation, and the rising bottoms pattern, which we saw in late February and then into early March, is a sign of a turn. It turns out that anytime you drive the market down hard, then you want to turn around, the momentum measure in the oscillator will generally help you by making a rising bottoms pattern, which is the derivative will begin to which is the derivative. This is a double derivative in the equations. And the main reason that people calculate this oscillator is to find the rising bottoms pattern as the best entry point because the reversal tends to be quite good. Relative to the pattern that we have here, as of Friday, you can see Thursday it came down, and then on Friday you had a little bit of a downer. And what you have there is a suspicion that you are now making a turn, which we can't confirm until we have, because today is a holiday. But what you would expect is that any time you retrace most of the, in other words, you have a burst up in the oscillator, and then you correct more than half of it coming down, and then start to turn up, it very likely is going to be what is called an accumulation pattern. And that type of a pattern with strength on Tuesday, which will be tomorrow, would confirm that you're going to have a pop-up, and that pop-up would generally last from that second bottom, and as many days as you fell down, which is about like 5 days from the old price T peak. And so that would come out about right, I think, as far as having a top in the early. Now, Don goes on to ask about whether you would want to change anything, and the answer is that the best thing to do in a case like this is to just let the accumulation pattern verify itself, and then when it runs up, if it runs, it could run up to a very high level if there was some reason for the enthusiasm, but don't ever believe it's a new T or anything like that, because this is not the not the case where you would be expecting to have the new T. You have to finish out the old T, which means we have to move over to the red, far red crossbar at the top. And then the next time you pull back after that, you can get to the center post of what's called the new bull T. Any T is usually has its center post low either on the 55-day moving average, the black line, or the little green line, which is the lowest in the bands there. In a bull market, and particularly in an early bull market stage, that should be the black line, and you can see that the chart gives that is the 55-day mid envelope is 858, but it's rising a little bit, so by the time you get into June, it might be 63 or something like 863, 864, 865, something like that. So what you want to see here is enough of a pop up towards the red upper envelope to get you enough clearance so that when you drop down to the black line into the center post of the next tee, that everything will look pretty much what would be normally found in an advanced decline tee. The reason that the upcoming book wants to publish all the advanced decline tees and has these envelopes in it, which incidentally are not proprietary, they're just very complicated, to answer another question, is that when you see them, they all have the same form. There's no difference between one bear market, one bull market, starting from a double bottom, than another one historically, except that the total strength is somewhat different. But the way they hang around these moving averages is quite similar, and the way the short range tees develop is similar. You should have two bullish tees in a row, and then you have problems thereafter, but you shouldn't have a problem going across. The other thing is there's not any reason to why you should have to sell anything as long as you believe the story about the bull market, because although what I'm describing here is supposed to have everything coming out precise with all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed and so forth, sometimes news events will give you a push a little bit harder, and you might find out, for example, that market wants to rise substantially, and people will say that it looks like a new T. So you ask that question because you already got the T. It says it's coming. See? So if it comes up, you don't want to ask if it's a new T because the current T is supposed to be able to do it. If you were to turn down and go down to the 55-day moving average right now, that would be somewhat of a problem. But that's where those are the buy points. So you can't do too much on that one. Now, my upcoming schedule is I have to do a report, so I am going to do an abbreviated update, which is basically a chart and a few comments on June 1, which will be the following Monday, and then we will get into doing, and maybe I'll answer some more of the questions, and then I will get on to the, as we start to get into the middle of the month, then I get plenty of time to answer all these questions, and you can just post them to my Comcast account, and I'll put them in order. Thank you very much. Have a good Memorial Day, and talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.